Hello, and welcome to Dinner at Yiffney's with your host, Takum Ironhoof. Before we begin, I just want to remind everyone that we've got a Patreon. With tiers starting as low as $1 per month, you can show even more appreciation for the work that we do. At the $5 tier, you will get an exclusive Dinner at Yiffney sticker, and at the $20 tier, you will receive an exclusive t-shirt as well as a poster with our Season 3 artwork created by the wonderful artist Vega. Also, I wanted to let everyone know that if you're attending Furry Week in Atlanta this year, or as it's better known, FWA, I'll be hosting a panel on how you can get started in the world of voice acting and the fundamental things that you need to know before diving in. It would absolutely thrill me to impart what wisdom I have with all of our listeners. For the panel, I'll be asking for volunteers to voice characters for an episode of the show as well. This is the perfect opportunity to not only get started, but also as a way of contributing to the fandom at large. We sincerely hope to see you there. And speaking of furry conventions, from August 29th to September 1st, the 6th edition of the Digital Villainy Summit, or DVS, will be taking place on Picardo TV. DVS is an adults-only online furry convention with a silly supervillain bent. Each year, the organizers gather artists, entertainers, writers, and all kinds of other colorful community members to raise money for charity. With a virtual dealer's den and plenty of events in music, gaming, and other nerdy and even kinky interests, there will be much to choose from, and you can enjoy it all from the comfort of your home. For 2024, DVS will be raising money for the Transgender Education Network of Texas. TENT is fighting hard for gender diverse equality in the Lone Star State, and every dollar is important to their mission. On tonight's story, a husky wants her friend to get the same treatment she accidentally received from a particularly horny doctor. Turns out there's a very easy way to cure a heat, particularly one you've induced yourself. Please enjoy Fertile Malpractice by Sinos.
So, I should get the second shot of the vaccine too, right?
Sawa asked.
Oh, yes. I know a great clinic for it.
Oshu replied, dropping the tool she'd been holding with a loud clang and rolling herself out from under the car. The white parts of her pelt were all stained with oil, but she had a massive grin on her face for seemingly no reason.
The one where I got mine. Great service. A plus. Do they give massages with your shots or...
The Fennec giggled, fairly amused by her friend's unusual reaction. Her curly tail even thwapped against the ground. Then again, it seemed like huskies were always wagging.
No, I just mean, they're really professional about it,
Oshu replied, absentmindedly rubbing her belly and getting oil all over it.
I need a shower. A degreasing, maybe, at least.
She rolled back under the car and her voice was muffled. There was the quiet sound of something more getting wrenched, some nut being tightened or whatever that was. Sawa had never really been into cars. At least, not working on them, that is. She liked driving well enough.
You want to go with me?
The Fennec asked.
Wait, what's that?
Oshu called out, feigning surprise, her voice muffled by the car.
Oh, of course I will. But since when are you afraid of getting penetrated? It's different when it's needles, and you know that.
Sawa grumbled, slapping the car just loud enough to make the husky's tail visibly stiffen underneath it.
Oh, I'll come.
She barked a little louder. She banged on something else a few times and then rolled back out. She'd been planning to come anyway, given how good her last experience at the clinic had been.
There. Car should be ready to go, too, so we can drive there. I hope. Let me hop in the shower quickly, though.
Into the shower she went. She turned the water on, but just before getting under it, after locking the door behind her, she quickly dialed a number on her phone. Whoever she was calling took a few moments to pick up, probably very busy with his job.
So, hi, it's me again. I'm bringing a friend. You should totally do the same thing you did to me, right?
She whispered, her muzzle flushing a few tones redder as she thought about it.
And let me be there, right? Okay, good.
Click. Okay, shower. Now.
Meanwhile, Sawa was pacing around in the Husky's garage. She wasn't sure if she was more worried about the car, not that her friend had ever failed to repair a car, but it looked like it'd fall apart at any second, or the vaccine. Which was silly, she'd already gotten one shot. It was just that it turned out scary enough that she needed a friend for the second one. That was even sillier. She wasn't at all like the typical woman who fainted at the slightest fear.
Wait, that's not even typical. It's just stupid movies where that happens.
Ah. But the point she was trying to make to herself was that she was plenty tough. The most courageous Fennec she'd ever met, if knowing herself counted as meeting someone.
Okay, I guess we can use it as an excuse to get a coffee or something at least.
It was weird that the Husky had a favorite clinic in mind, though. If there was one thing the Fennec could say for sure, it was that she had never had a favorite clinic or hospital. Maybe they doubled as a car mechanic or something, or they sold PCs, or maybe they did, like, virtual reality cert.
Okay, done!
The Husky exclaimed, stepping out of the shower stark naked. Normally, she was rather reserved, sexually, but all that went out the window when she was with her friends. Oshu shook herself, getting water everywhere, then towed off the rest, and finally picked up the hairdryer to blast her dense fur into appropriate fluffiness for a Husky. It took almost 30 minutes, during which the Fennec really had nothing better to do than watch her friend. Despite being quite a bit taller, their boobs were about the same size, which left the shorter Fennec looking quite a bit more top-heavy. It was one of those things she thought about, for no reason, when particularly bored. It was funny how arbitrary perception really was. Her breasts drew a lot more attention, which was exactly how she liked it. It was great for flirting, but really they weren't any bigger or more impressive than the Huskies. Maybe it was how you used them. Her friend seemed to have put on a little weight, too, come to think about it. Maybe it was from being on vacation? Her belly seemed just a little rounder than usual.
Okay, that'll be $5 for the peep show.
The Husky suddenly exclaimed as she pulled on her panties once dry. Her voice had that smarmy edge that every Husky seemed to be an expert at.
How about you buy a coffee after the shot?
The Fennec countered.
Deal. Gosh, I'm way too nice to you, aren't I?
The Husky complained playfully.
A big coffee.
Fine, the Fennec replied. She was a little distracted by the way her friend's breasts jiggled as she stood upright again, nipples stiff amidst the fluff just before she covered them with a bra, and then with a tight tank.
Well, let's get going. It's a drop-in place,
Oshu said as she walked towards the car, barely remembering to lower it down before getting in. Something seemed to have her terribly excited. Maybe it was the coffee. Who didn't like coffee, after all? Especially free coffee. Sawa got in as well. The car's interior smelled a bit like oil, but it wasn't dirty, and the engine rumbled to life as her friend turned the key. She was definitely good at this. Enough so that she always impressed male mechanics. Half because they never expected it, and half because her genuine interest in cars, and computers, actually meant she was better than most at fixing them. It was a short drive to the clinic, either way. It was almost next door, next to the shopping mall. Maybe that was why Oshu liked it, Sawa theorized. Nah, her friend had never been too interested in shopping. Had she? There had to be some reason, though, and it left the little fox terribly curious. What could even inspire someone to have a favorite vaccination clinic? Once Oshu had parked, they both got out. It really did look like any other place, plain, nondescript, with elevator music playing in the lobby and a bored-looking squirrel behind the desk.
Hi, it's me again. Just bringing in a friend to get her second shot.
Oshu beamed, managing to make the squirrel smile.
Sure. How long has it been since her first?
She asked.
3 weeks. Got it in the place I worked, but Oshu here recommended you for the second, for some reason.
Sawa chirped, inserting herself into the conversation.
Do we get stickers with them? The stickers are only for kids, but we're very eager to make our patients feel as good as possible.
The squirrel grinned.
That was an odd way of phrasing it. Dr. Wolf should be free. Let me just call him up.
Her voice trailed off as she punched a couple of keys on her keyboard.
Dr. Wolf? Yes, with Oshu. That husky who you... Yeah. In 5 minutes? Good, thank you.
She smiled, talking into her headset, before turning her attention to the pair.
All right. He's going to prepare the shots. Have a seat in, waiting room 3.
Dr. Wolf?
Sawa asked as they made their way to the waiting room.
Yup, he's a wolf,
Oshu replied. Her tail thumped against the seat again.
I think it's a good name.
Sawa sighed. She couldn't really disagree, briefly thinking about changing her name to simply Finnick. Then again, maybe not. The waiting room was decorated with pictures of wolves appropriately. There was a poster about fertility shots, too, which was a bit unusual. Normally, these places would have ones about condoms and safe sex instead, something the Finnick definitely agreed with. Despite her often hyperactive sex drive, she always made sure to do it safely so she'd not end up with a belly full of kits before she was ready. A handsome-looking wolf in a white lab coat walked into the room, and Sawa noticed Oshu's tail wagging again, more excitedly this time.
Sawa?
He asked, his voice low and rumbly, almost like the lupine version of a cat's purr.
Yep, that's me. I'm a little nervous, so I brought a friend, or my friend brought me.
Sawa began, noticing just how anxious she was for no apparent reason.
Get it together, girl. It's literally just a needle.
Don't worry. You'll barely feel a thing.
The wolf reassured her as the three made their way into a room with an opposing chair to the side. Sawa sat without having to be prompted and placed her arm on the armrest.
Just get it over with,
she sighed, closing her eyes. Oshu got on her other side, placing a hand on her free arm.
Really, try not to worry too much. At worst, you'll feel a tiny little sting and then some heat tomorrow.
The wolf spoke calmly. Sawa didn't notice him winking at Oshu, who blushed a little in turn. Just a few seconds later, Sawa felt a rough, masculine hand against her arm, a brief chill of antiseptic being smeared on a tiny spot, and then it was over. She never even noticed the usual prick.
And done!
The wolf smiled.
You can open your eyes. As I said, if you go into, getting any particular strong side effects, do come back, and we'll fix you right up.
The relief the Finnick felt was such that she also didn't notice the wolf's brief stutter.
Well, that really wasn't that bad,
she had to admit, though her legs trembled a bit as she stood up. Sawa and Oshu drove back to her place, with the husky entirely forgetting about the coffee she had been promised. She seemed too distracted by quickly getting back to her little car project, and the Finnick watched, talking about this and that. The usual, really. Oshu really did seem unusually excited, though. She had that undeniable kid of Christmas Eve kind of energy about her.
Probably since the car's almost done, Sawa reasoned.
The rest of the day was fairly uneventful. There was a little soreness where Sawa had been jabbed, and a sense of warmth radiating from that spot, but that was about it. Nothing like she had been worried might happen. Not until the next day, anyway, after a good night's sleep at her own home. About halfway through the night, her dreams took a turn for the lustier, shifting from the usual stressful work dreams to her deciding to bend over her desk with her tail raised, letting a whole parade of faceless men take turns rutting her heat-struck cunt, happily pumping their cum into her without so much as a moment of hesitation, while she moaned out happily, letting everyone at the office know just how much she was... Her alarm went off. Sawa stirred awake, fumbling to turn it off. The first thing she noticed was how warm she was. Not like a fever, but more like... The Fennec's hand snuck down to feel her sex, finding herself drenched and twitching from how sensitive those poor folds felt. She was so soaked, she left a wet spot on the bed, and from the scent in the air, she realized she was definitely in heat. Was it really time for that already? Or was it a side effect of the vaccine? Sawa squirmed in bed, weighing her options of just getting up and having a cold shower, or reaching for her magic wand and having a day in bed instead, serving herself one happy orgasm after another until she was nothing but a happy, shivering mess. What could she do otherwise? Well, she could invite a friend over, or go see a friend, ideally a friend with a very thick, hard cock, or, better yet, she could get herself under control and go to the damn clinic again, because this certainly wasn't normal. Just the cool indoor air was making her shiver. Sawa's knees nearly buckled just from the sensation of her swollen clit rubbing against her panties as she made her way into the living room, where she had left her phone. A quick call to Oshu first. She'd need help getting to the clinic. Not that it wasn't a walkable distance, but just the thought of passing by even a modestly attractive man and not offering her slutty bitchin' heat cunt for him to breed right there on the street was dangerously seductive. She went into the bathroom, pointed the shower head at her face, and turned the temperature all the way down, and blasted herself with ice-cold water. There. Better. A few moments of clarity. She dialed Oshu and explained that she'd gotten a fever from the shot. It wasn't exactly the truth, but she'd tell that to the doctor, not Oshu, or she'd never hear the end of it. Either that, or the husky would call over a friend or two to rut her pregnant. But would that really be such a bad thing? Oh, you poor thing, Oshu replied over the phone. Sure, I'll take you. Yeah, be there in a few. Just have to get something ready first. Another icy spray of water later, she settled in to wait, sitting on her hands to keep from masturbating until after she'd at least gotten medicine or something. Oshu shuddered as she put down the phone. She'd been in the Fennec's shoes only a short while ago. The shot had gotten her into heat, too, and, well, things had transpired. She glanced down at her belly. Maybe those things weren't entirely good. She'd quickly figured out that the doctor had actually switched the shots intentionally, giving her the combined heat inducer and fertility booster shot instead of the vaccine. But God, she'd liked it. A lot. It felt amazing to just let herself get mounted and fucked into orgasm after orgasm, and the incredible satisfaction she'd allowed her partner to seed her as deeply as she could, not in all. Oshu could feel her spade growing damper and hotter just reminiscing about it. She'd ended up pregnant. Not that it was unexpected, having let a wolf knot her with no kind of protection, and at the peak of her heat, too. A test had confirmed it just the other day, and she had, as expected, nearly rubbed herself raw at that realization. While she certainly should have been angry at Dr. Wolf, she just couldn't muster it. She still felt all warm and fuzzy over it, and her little plan was even more questionable. She wanted to have Sawa feel that way, too. The Fennec had always been so diligent so as to not end up with kits, but knowing how good getting bred actually felt, Oshu couldn't help but want to share. And so she had chosen the same clinic for her friend, knowing that it'd work, that the shot had the same effect on the Fennec, and imagining her spreading her legs and moaning happily as she got fucked right into motherhood, as nature intended, was driving the husky wild with desire. Just gotta hope she ends up feeling this way too. If she didn't, well, consequences and worries were very far from Oshu's mind at the moment. She brushed her fingers over her belly lovingly. Sharing the experience of being pregnant with her best friend was entirely too exciting a prospect to really worry. Oshu hopped in her car and drove to Sawa's place to pick her up. The Fennec walked slowly, with small steps, not wanting anyone to smell more of her need than absolutely necessary. Oshu did smell it anyway, of course. Sawa could see both her nostrils flaring as she got into the husky's car, but at least it wasn't a wanton display of letting anyone get a full whiff of her fertility. Hopefully, they had a heat blocker or interrupter at the clinic. Another short drive, and they were there. This time, it was waiting room 4. The very first thing to come to Sawa's attention was the decor. Lots of posters of loving couples with children. A short informational poster on starting a family. She was so horny at that point that even innocent reminders of the missionary position is the best for conceiving, and remember to mate during your heat for the best chance of fertilization, sent a whole bunch of tingles through her. It almost reminded her of her teenage years, and especially that one time she had forgotten to bring condoms to.
Sawa, come with me, please.
Dr. Wolf suddenly spoke loudly. He gave Oshu a small wink that the Phoenix, distracted by that wet, needy glow between her legs, didn't notice. Sawa didn't notice the swelling bulbs that added a distinctly unprofessional look to the wolf's otherwise spotless, formal clothes either.
Have a seat,
he continued, gesturing towards the chair. It looked pretty much like the last chair she'd been on, except with leg rest. Was it a gynecological chair?
Yeah, sorry about that. There's a lot of demand for vaccines right now, so we have to use whatever treatment room is available. So, tell me, what kind of side effects are you experiencing?
When Sawa closed her eyes, drawing a deep breath, Oshu snuck in a quick squeeze at the wolf's bulge. That wonderful tool that had left her pregnant. She had hoped it'd soon be doing the same to her best friend. She found herself tongue-tied. Only half of it was because of how awkward the situation was. The other half, and the reason she had closed her eyes, was because of her surging hormones reminding her of just how sexy the doctor was. His dashing gray fur, broad, strong shoulders, the muted but distinctly masculine, comforting, virile scent that seemed to surround him. She was dangerously close to losing control.
I seem to have gone into heat, the Phoenix finally huffed, after a lot of deliberation about how to phrase it.
I see, the wolf replied, taking a step closer.
He had a wide grin on his face, and a very obvious erection tinting his pants. It wasn't as if he hadn't been able to smell Sawa's heat. It was calling to him like a siren, the Phoenix body eagerly advertising how receptive and fertile she was. But he liked keeping up the professional attitude.
We do have a cure for that, if being in heat bothers you. A quite safe and natural cure.
Oshu shivered, watching Sawa nod quietly. She, on her part, hadn't hesitated when offered that cure, and it had worked. She certainly wasn't in heat anymore. Was it predatory? Probably. The wolf still had her tooth marks on his shoulder, so she figured they were even. It had felt pretty amazing, after all.
Remove your pants and lift your legs into the stirrups, please, the wolf advised. We'll have to make sure you're actually in heat first.
Oshu saw her friend hesitating and decided to stand next to the suddenly anxious Phoenix. She placed a reassuring hand on her shoulder.
Go on. He's a professional, she murmured, and it's not like you hesitate to spread your legs for men in general.
She wanted to add, but maybe that'd be best left once she was already getting rutted. Sawa stood up, slowly unbuttoned her pants, and pulled them down, giving the wolf a wonderful view of her rump. Her panties were visibly wet already, with her spade leaving a distinct, soft-looking outline, swollen and needy as she was in her heated state. Then she tugged those down as well, blushing a crimson red as she felt the cool air right against her very sensitive body. There was a kind of primal thrill to it too, knowing that she was bearing her sex for a male, and her tail twitched upwards with a mind of its own to really present herself, a subconscious desire to tempt that male into mounting her and giving her what her body needed. But instead, she sat down, spreading her legs and placing them in the stirrups, leaving her fertile body open and vulnerable. Sawa closed her eyes just in time to see the wolf kneel in front of her for a closer examination. A latex-clad finger prodded at her sex, leaving the fennec squirming and clutching at the chair. Then it slipped inside, and she moaned. If she had been embarrassed before, she was mortified now. It felt entirely too good not to moan, though. Her claws dug into Oshu's arms as she tried to silence herself.
Evident heat. Sex is swollen. Secretions are thicker than usual. You do seem to be ovulating. Now, there's two easy ways we can help you. One is a simple shot that will suppress your current cycle. He paused for a moment, deftly unzipping his own pants and fishing out his rock-hard cock. Sawa's scent was intoxicating this close. Option two is, if you'd open your eyes, this, he rumbled.
Sawa did, her gaze immediately fixating on that beautiful hard shaft bobbing in front of her. The way the wolf flexed it to make it bounce was almost too much for her lust-addled mind to handle. She couldn't quite look away, feeling herself clench with instinctive, empathetic need. He looked so very, very sexy, and knowing just what the wonderful breeding rod could do to her made her ache for it. In any other situation, she might have laughed at the man showing her his cock and expecting her to get all weak in the knees, but in her current state, it was having exactly that effect. The fluttering, gnawing sensation in her lower belly grew and grew as she watched it twitch, a drop of clear pre-cum dangling from the tapered tip for just a brief second before falling. Not to mention those hefty balls with their soft, smooth fur, so ready and eager to pump their virile cargo deep into her.
I recommend the second option,
Oshu murmured. She ran her fingers through Sawa's hair. It worked great for me.
Be a good girl and just keep your legs spread. It takes some effort to administer.
The wolf positioned himself between Sawa's legs, letting his throbbing shaft flop against the soft fur of the fennec's groin and that soaked, tingly spade of hers. He hit a button to raise the chair a little, just enough that she was at perfect height. She didn't move or protest, eyes as wide as those of a deer in the headlights, but the wolf could feel her sex clenching with anticipation.
This shouldn't hurt at all, he growled, nudging his tip against the warm, silken entrance.
Sawa's eyes were fixated on it. She trembled.
This is really, really terrible idea, she told herself.
Yet, she couldn't move. The promise of pleasure, if she was just to let that bare, dangerous cock sink into her, was too great. Her heat was in control, and she wanted to be fulfilled, no matter the consequences. God, she could feel Oshu's lust, too. Her friend was really getting turned on watching this. Had she planned it all along? Had she had the same cock? An inch, maybe two, of that steely shaft slipped into her, and she moaned out loud, her body singing with pleasure at that dissolute, shivering sensation of being mated at the peak of her heat. It was even better than she could have ever remembered it being.
Spread your legs a little more so he can get deeper. He has to spurt that cure real deep inside you.
Oshu rumbled, adjusting the footrest until the fennec's legs were spread so wide that her hips ached. That ache, though, was easily overcome by the pleasure of inch after inch of virile wolf meat pushing into her clutching spade. His shaft bucked, squirting that watery pre-cum deep inside her, making her feel even wetter down there. The feeling of it straining against her inner muscles forced another happy squeal from the fennec's mouth.
Don't worry. We'll have you feeling good again in just a moment.
Dr. Wolf huffed. His mouth was hanging open, tongue lolling out as he panted. He'd already gotten lucky when he had accidentally switched up the husky shots. And now, stuffing his uncovered cock into the second, fresh and horny woman in just a few weeks, the husky having liked it enough to bring over a friend for the same treatment, the wolf had the distinct sensation of having used up all his luck for years. Not that it wasn't worth it. Even with how wide her legs were spread, the fennec was much smaller than him, and as such, impossibly tight around his cock, squeezing and caressing him like a heavenly vice. Helpfully, Oshu reached to pull Sawa's shirt over her chest. She hadn't had time to put a bra on that morning with how horny she had felt, so the moment the shirt passed her nipples, her heavy breast bounced free. Immediately, the wolf's hand was on one, roughly squeezing at the soft, supple flesh, feeling it jiggle with each thrust. Sawa moaned again as the sensations from her stiff nipple all seemed to converge on that soaked and very happy place between her legs, leaving her to clamp down around the potent cock inside. She couldn't stop moaning out her pleasure until Oshu finally clamped her hands over the fennec's muzzle to keep everyone at the clinic from hearing her joyful squeals. Even then, she was loud, squirming and bucking her open cunt against the wolf's thrust, all but mindlessly, that searing white-hot pleasure burning all of her inhibitions and worries. She wanted more, wanted it harder, and the wolf obliged, hunching over her and pressing a snout against her throat, hammering into her with increasingly feral speed. His knot kept thumping against her spade as his tongue dragged slowly over her neck, teeth just barely gracing her skin.
Can you feel him throbbing yet? Just imagine how it'll feel when all that sexy cum pumps into you, flooding your little pussy.
Oshu murmured, her words more and more obscene. She was already rubbing at her own puffy spade through her pants as she watched. How was she meant to not get aroused, watching her friend get fucked?
With that fat knot making sure not a single drop spills.
Almost there,
the wolf panted, his breath hot against Sawa's neck.
Here it comes. Let's fix that heat of yours.
The last few words came out at the pace of his hips. His knot was pounding against Sawa's sex, as she glutted on the sensation of being so thoroughly filled. Then it pushed into her, and the fennec stiffened, screaming with pleasure, her hoarse cries muffled only by Oshu's paws, as she all but convulsed around the wolf's cock. His jaws latched onto her shoulder, only barely managing to miss her throat in the throes of unthinking pleasure, and his teeth dug in. Time itself seemed to dilate, stretching and on, what felt like minutes passing between every quake of pleasure, each milking squeeze of her cunt. Suddenly, she felt it, even over both their roaring, spasming pleasure and the ache of the mating bite on her shoulder. That first beautiful, heavy throb. The pressured squirt of hot, potent sea deep inside her. It was too much entirely for her to handle. It felt too good. Her legs left the stirrups of their own and hooked around the wolf's rump, spasmodically squeezing him against herself as she squirmed and thrashed, doing her very best to milk every drop of his plentiful cum into her. The pleasure was such that she barely managed to stay conscious. She felt like she was floating. The satisfaction of a heat was more powerful than any drug for any woman who had experienced it, and she knew she was hooked in that split second. The next time she was in heat, it'd be a struggle to not get bred again. But then, maybe she didn't want to. Maybe she'd visit the clinic to get her belly filled with pups again, over and over and over. She was whimpering, sweaty heat by the time it was over. Barely aware of when the doctor, half an hour later, eased his knot out of her. At Oshu's request, he pulled a piece of tape over the fennec's drooling spade to keep it all that cum inside her, where it could do its duty. A little while later yet, before the husky drove her friend home, Dr. Wolf remembered to give her the actual shot she'd came there for. After all, it wouldn't do if the mother of one of his litters got sick. When she awoke, some unknown number of hours later, Sawa still felt horny. Doubly so when she removed that piece of tape she found stuck to her sex and was greeted with a messy gush of wolf seed pouring out of her. And so, she'd continued feeling her body tingling for days after the encounter. Oshu insisted on just letting things progress as they did. She'd found the realization that she'd been successfully knocked up incredibly arousing, and at this point, it wasn't as if Sawa had much choice anyway. She'd almost forgot about what had happened, but her heat had indeed ended. Had it ever been real? She wondered, trying to convince herself that it'd only been a heat-like side effect. Or, if it had been a heat inducer, maybe it hadn't quite done the trick. For a few weeks, she was quite happy, happier than usual, energetic even. And then, perhaps 6 weeks after that appointment, by the time Oshu's pregnancy had begun to show in the form of a rather cute belly bump, Sawa woke up incredibly dizzy and nauseous. After a few moments spent dry heaving over the toilet, she called her friend, who arrived only a few minutes later with a pregnancy test in hand. Her smile was genuine, and her arousal doubly so. The idea of being pregnant together with her best friend was enough to get her going. Maybe I'll invite the wolf for some post-breeding sex, too. Sure enough, the wolf's seed had done its job, as sperm tended to when deposited into a fertile, defenseless womb. For a few moments, Sawa was speechless, staring at the little stick and its fateful message, as if it was a portent of doom from the very mouths of the prophets. But between nervous glances at her friend and how happy the husky seemed, the moment spent simply considering what had happened, reminiscing about how good the wolf's cock had felt, throbbing between her legs, her expression slowly softened. In a way, becoming a mother was pretty hot. Knowing how her body would change, how cute she'd look with her belly swollen with pups. And not least, the fact that she could enjoy all the unprotected sex that she wanted, getting to cream herself around as many bare, eager cocks as she wanted. That realization was enough to make her shiver. She'd hardly thanked Oshu for arranging this, but when the husky offered her some relief from that slowly burgeoning arousal, she took it eagerly. Maybe this wouldn't be so bad, at least not with her best friend at her side, and hopefully a handsome wolf to rut them both to orgasm after orgasm. And with that, we've reached the end of Fertile Malpractice by Senos. Continue to listen here, as well as The Voice of Dog, where Rob McWolf and the Friends of the Fireplace bring you even more wonderful tales from around the furry fandom. I'd also like to give a huge shout out to our Patreon members as well. In the top tier, we have Chestnut Luna, Dembles, and Fowler. Being in the top tier, you have no idea how big that is for me and the podcast. It's truly humbling to have the support of amazing folks such as yourselves. The support you have all given is beyond what I'd ever imagined. From the bottom of my heart, I thank each of you. For our other patrons, Benji Bay, Dream Merchant, Equisaz, Lazalome, Wasson, Wolflord, and Wolfie Wetfur, you guys are amazing as well. Each of you have been and continue to be instrumental to our success, and I'm proud to say that I know each of you. And to everyone who listens to our podcast episodes, thank you. Each and every time someone listens to our work, it really does mean the most to myself, the authors of these stories, and the voice actors that bring the characters to life. We hope to do this for a long time and continue bringing you furry erotica from all over the furry fandom. We sincerely hope you've enjoyed tonight's tale. And if you did, make sure to let us know by leaving us a comment on our website or your platform of choice. We love hearing from our fans and proudly display those comments as publicly as we can. Links to leave a review will be in this episode's description. Good night, and come again.